Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this Election Day Tuesday, May 6, 2025 edition. Again, contact your local clerk. Find out if you have a millage bond proposal on the ballot today in your community. I always vote no on these. I am sick and tired of them constantly coming at us with these special elections at a cost to the taxpayers to try to always get more money, more money, more money. Sick and tired of it. I'm done. No, no, no. We got to kill these things, even though for some reason, I don't know why, but 82% over the last 20 years of these millages, ballot proposals, these bonds are approved at these May special elections. And the thing of it is, folks, the turnout is usually so small that sometimes these things can pass by two or three votes. We had one here in Torch Lake a few years ago. It was 128 yes to 125 no's. Three people decided to increase our property taxes for the local schools. So get the word out. Call your neighbors. Call your friends. Make sure they know if you have a ballot issued today, make sure they know that they have until 8 o'clock tonight to go and vote. Now, one of the things that's kind of interesting as we're heading into the budget situation, the State Officers Compensation Commission, the SOCC, well, whether it's 5%, 10%, 25%, 50% increase, it's hard to believe that the initial reaction for them to give a pay hike to statewide elected officials would be much different. Speaker of the House Matt Hall flat out said no was the answer to the question posed if he'd be willing to consider taking up the SOCC's pay hike proposal, which one would assume would close the door on any pay raises. And this was even before he even knew much about it, without knowing truly what the increase was even being asked for. The percentage, the amount, the dollar amount, cost, he didn't care. Well, however, at some point, a new system must be designed to set the salaries of the governor, the secretary of state, the attorney general, lawmakers, as well as the Supreme Court justices. Question posed to the speaker: what other profession has someone not gotten at least a cost of living allowance increase in the last 23 years? Well, four political pundits sitting around a table kicked the question around. The State Officers Compensation Commission recommended that last week, 25% increase for statewide elected officials, governor, legislators, Supreme Court justices. Well, according to the Speaker Matt Hall, the answer is no. So where does the issue go from here? Well, Mark Grubner of Practical Political Consulting acknowledged that the Supreme Court justices and the governor are definitely underpaid. And they're not the only ones. The real question is how they contrive a package of bills, get them passed, and get them to become law. Well, to allow the House Republicans to bloviate about how little pay they all deserve while going through the motions of rejecting the increase, that would leave it to the Senate Democrats to put the required joint resolution up for a vote in the Senate. However, it's not going to pass in the House, according to Speaker Matt Hall, even though the governor probably be willing to sign it. The real problem is the Supreme Court. Why would anybody in the legal profession want to serve on the Michigan Supreme Court when the salary is so relatively low to what they can earn in the private sector? Well, James David Dixon, an independent conservative journalist and host of a podcast, when he was asked where does the issue goes from here, hopefully nobody gets any more money. We need to make these jobs less enticing. For most people, these jobs are the most money they're ever going to make in their lives. Why do we have to increase their pay when they're already making more than they ever have before? Additionally, why make it lucrative? It is called public service. Well, Katie Jacetis of Bellwether Public Relations acknowledged that Speaker Hall is unlikely to let the measure go forward because he recognizes that raising wages for elected official is likely to anger voters, and how his actions would influence the upcoming next election next year in 2026. With gas and food prices continuing to increase, I'm confident even some of his members would appreciate the help, but I'd be surprised if there's any serious attempts to move the SOCC recommendations forward. Well, another political consultant, Jason Rowe, said the current system of raising the salaries of statewide elected officials has caused political paralysis. And he believes that a significant salary boost is long overdue. He said he's talked to numerous qualified individuals who are in the prime of their professional lives in terms of income. For example, they can't give positions like legislator or Supreme Court justice a look because simply the pay is not competitive to what they can make in the private sector. Again, people, it's called public service. It's called sacrifice. You're not supposed to be going there to become a lucrative increase in pay. But this is something that they're saying has to be looked at, especially when it comes to Supreme Court justices. We don't want people who are not qualified to serve on the Supreme Court. And it's something that we definitely need to address and address it soon. So, but it appears that Speaker Matt Hall and the Republican caucus isn't interested in giving any raises at this time. Again, especially heading in to a major election next year, 2026. Thought the story was kind of interesting. Let's see, do we have time? Yeah, we do. I'm going to get into this other short story. Attorney General Dana Nessel yesterday dropped all charges against seven pro-Palestinian protesters that were arrested during a 2024 protest at the University of Michigan and were charged. Nessel, who was asked to recuse herself from the case due to alleged bias, said she stands by the charges of trespassing and resisting police because it was based on evidence and facts. but the case has become a lightning rod of contention. The motion for recusal has been a diversionary tactic which only served to further delay the court proceedings. And now we have learned that a public statement in support of my office from a local nonprofit has been directly communicated to the court, Nestle said. The impropriety of this action has led us to difficult decisions and has led to us dropping these charges. These distractions and ongoing delays have created a circus-like atmosphere to the proceedings. While I originally stand by my charging decisions, but now, based on evidence, believe that a reasonable jury would find the defendants guilty of the crimes alleged, I no longer believe that. These cases were brought in good faith, and using my department's resources, we have now decided to dismiss the cases. Arguably, some of the circus that was on display Saturday when a plane flew over the University of Michigan's commencement exercises with a banner reading in all capital letters, "No universities left in Gaza. Nestle needs to drop the charges." So, kind of interesting how that's playing out down in Ann Arbor, and leading to perhaps political pressure from some group causing the Attorney General to drop the cases after she's the one who decided to press charges. The parties returned to court for closing arguments in a preliminary examination before Judge Cedric Simpson, who is expected to decide whether the seven will need to go to a trial to face felony charges of resisting police. Bottom line, what happened? Police tried to clear an encampment that was established back in May of 2024 to protest the war in Gaza and the university's refusal to divest its holdings related to a company connected to Israel. That's what the protest was all about. People were charged. Dana Nestle is dropping the charges, dropping the cases. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Yeah. At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, contact your local clerk. When you get off work today, you have until 8 o'clock tonight to go and vote on any proposal, bond, millage, whatever you may have on your local ballot. You need to find out and go vote before 8 o'clock tonight when the polls close. Hopefully we can get the word out, get some fiscal conservative people to the polls, put a stop to this insanity, and force these people to live within their means. I'm just sick and tired of these people constantly doing it. Let's see. Cliff Tellini over in Presque Isle County regarding Onaway. They're looking for $11 million to make improvements to the school. His text message, vote no. So that's coming from Onaway. Again, we have it in Central Lake. We have it here in Elk Rapids schools. We're dealing with this all over Northern Michigan, all over the state. So, again, people, you've got to get out to vote today, or very simply, your property taxes are going up. If you don't vote, don't complain. Bottom line, it's that simple. Now, again, we didn't want to talk about this. We didn't want to bring it up, but we were forced to do it. We have had to create a legal defense fund. Myself, this show, the radio station is being sued. We have to defend ourselves in court. So basically, text me legal and I'll send you the link to the Give, Send, Go website. You can make a donation, help us defend ourselves. So far, we've raised about 10% of what is needed. Greatly appreciate those of you who have donated, but we need more. If we're not going to be able to fund this thing, this could end up very badly for this show and this radio station. All the information is on the Give, Send, Go website. Not going to read it again on the radio, but just we need your help. We need your prayers. We need you to share this information. If you can't afford to donate yourself, just text me legal. I'll send you the information. And then if you can do us a favor, just forward the text out to people you know. Every dollar helps. And hopefully we can get to our goal and defend ourselves properly and be done with this thing once and for all. Again, if we don't raise enough money, we're not able to pay the attorneys, we're going to default, and this show and this radio station could go off the air. Just being straight up honest with you guys. If you enjoy the show, you enjoy the information, you enjoy the music, whatever, send a donation. We greatly appreciate it. Share it with others. Ask them to do the same. So again, you can text me at 231-360-5140. Text me the word legal, and I'll send you the link. One of the last things that I want to get in the show today, and this is going to be part of our discussion tomorrow, is the budget process. We're watching the budget very closely. The governor says no on the Republican backup deal. Republicans feeling like they were not going to be able to work with the governor, and the Democrat-controlled Senate was fearful that they were not going to get a budget done before the September 30th deadline. Looking at various things that must be kept open per our Constitution, the Republicans passed a continuing resolution backup budget deal. Well, the governor doesn't see any benefit in signing this temporary budget in case the lawmakers cannot make their deadlines. She also says getting a long-term road funding plan done by the end of June next month would be the ideal situation. Yesterday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer addressed local officials and business leaders at a luncheon in Macomb County Chamber of Commerce, spoke to the media shortly thereafter, and says that she's confident that a road funding deal could be reached before the summer break. We'll see where this goes. Tomorrow, I plan to dive into it. I'm going to reach out to a couple of state representatives and see if we can get them on the show to discuss the budget, discuss where we're at, to discuss where we might come to some compromise with the governor and the Democrat-controlled Senate. One of the things that we're looking at here is the fact that the budget must be passed and signed by the governor before midnight on September 30th. That's when the current fiscal year ends. They don't come up with a budget, state government's going to shut down. So we'll be covering this story in detail tomorrow. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
You have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser